Yeah, I'm a big Simmons guy. To me, anybody who has the ability to make the other four people around him better. And here's something else, John. Let me run this by you about Simmons. I really do admire athletes who understand what they're not comfortable at. Now, you can work on the off season, but they don't try to force something they're not comfortable with. And that, to me, that is Simmons.
Yeah, and look, I go to the gym or I go some places, and I just have people, Sixers fans, sometimes say, I'm done with Ben. Why won't he shoot? Now, look, the sport of basketball, the way you win, or the whole point of basketball is getting that basket into the net. So for a guy who doesn't shoot, it is odd. It is odd to me that he doesn't shoot. But obviously, there's something that he, whether it's mental or whatever, because I see him in warmups. He's going to be out on the court soon in warmups, and he looks pretty fluid and has a good shot. So to me, I don't get it. But guess what?
Yeah.
He fits what they want to do. I mean, you've got Joel. You can have him down low. Then you've got the outside shooting, and you've got Ben facilitating. I mean, he sets up more three-pointers than anybody in the NBA. And when you're in transition, he can take it to the rack. So look, if they can get it done without him shooting, I'm all good with it. Now, if you get to the finals and a team is playing, basically the Sixers are playing 4-on-5 when they're not defending him, then that's going to be a big problem. But look, I think Doc Rivers has played it right, where he says, I'm going to concentrate on the things Ben does well. And I think he's played it well.